Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Swamp Talk. Here's your hosts, Sean Miller and Corey Burr.
Well,
they came back from the dead because they're right over there. All right, settle down, settle down.
You know our guns ain't going to do shit with zombies.
No, they're not. That's why I didn't bring a gun. I'm not packing today. Welcome to Swamp Talk. Tonight, we got a special guest. He's an award-winning animation director based in London. Awesome. This is our third person from the UK.
Yes.
No one will beat Jamie, though. Rest in peace, Jamie.
Yeah, RIP Jamie.
And he's got his own animation called Jazz Cow. I really wanted to say Jizz Cow.
Jizz Cow? Yeah,
it's an animated sitcom, and he started on Kickstarter, about a cow who reluctantly leads a group of artists, poets, and misfits in resisting Dr. Pops.
Come on, you can do it. I have faith in
technocratic,
you.
Technocratic.
Yes.
World of algorithms and fake filters.
It just froze for a moment.
We did that on purpose because he was struggling to pronounce a word. So. Technical
Which
difficulties.
Word
we... And ladies and gentlemen, here's our guest, John Lumgear.
Hello.
Lumgear,
yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
I came straight out of the swamp.
Oh, perfect. Just like us.
Nice. The swamps of the UK.
Ooh. I hear it gets very boggy out there.
Yeah.
Well, actually, where I live in South London, that used to be bogs. All of it used to be bogs until 150 years ago or something.
Oh, wow. What happened? Did they just dry up?
Space to build.
Oh, no, they just built
they're
over
just
it?
Just like,
whoa. Yeah. What the fuck
That's why
is
houses
this?
Are like...
It was banana cake.
No. the first time we had a guest from the UK, Jamie... We got into huge conversations about how you guys don't have air conditioners. And then, you know, because the jokes got to run on, I also brought it up with our other guest, Pootalk. Or Poofinger. That was
Pootalk.
Yeah, that's the name of the episode. About air conditioners and how only the
elite out there.
The elite has air conditioners. And now Jamie, from our 100th episode, we just heard that Jamie is now leading a revolution to bring ACs to the UK.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been part of that, the protests?
Well, we do have windows. So we can, when it's hot, we open the window.
Oh.
Sometimes we close the curtains to stop the sun coming in. But it's only hot for like 1 month a year. We don't know what month it'll be. It'll be some, but we'll get a month at some point in the year. And then the rest of the year it's cold anyway, so we don't really need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we spoke to him, it must have been
it was
hot
the heat. It was the heat wave when the houses were catching on fire.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it was hot where we were, but he was like, boiling.
Yeah, and we then we complain like anything, and we're just like, oh, I hate it. As soon as it's over, we're like, it's too cold, I hate it, it's too cold.
Yep.
And that's basically, we complain all year round. It's just what we do in the UK.
Well, at least it's not just us that complains all year round. Because our weather is crazy. Last week it was 60 degrees sunny and outside. Now the streets are covered in ice and it's been snowing for the past 2 days.
It's gross. It's raining and sleeting. It's slushing.
Windstorm temperatures in like the teens. And it's like, how do you go from 60 degrees to that? And then in another week it's going back up to where it was. So. Yeah.
And I don't even know what 60 is because we use a whole different system.
So ours would be.
I don't know the math for
Celsius. Fuck. Actually, that's what cell phones are for.
Yeah.
Let's figure that out real quick.
Was it like 10?
60. Where's that little degrees sign?
Degrees, and it just knows what you're talking about.
No, there's the symbol. They put it
because when you type it in, you put in 60 degrees, and then it goes 60 degrees to Celsius.
You're the only country that uses that one, right?
So 10 degrees Celsius.
Oh, I was right.
Yep.
Wow. Genius.
You've been spot on. He knows his UK culture, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we are the only ones that use Fahrenheit, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And we're like... some of the only people that still do daylight savings time.
He does.
Well, we do daylight savings, which is why it's a slightly odd time today, and it is actually still bright, which is the first podcast I've done in the light so far.
Yeah, it's been about a week now where it's been getting darker at like 7 o'clock and stuff.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's weird because now you look outside and now there's snow, and you're like, oh, all right, it's getting dark around summertime hours, and we still have snow. This is great.
Ooh, so today, got the good old Genesee
cream.
That's now $5,
and they changed the can again. So
we don't have that one in the UK. My experience of American beer, I have to say, I wasn't impressed.
We have shit. It's literally shit beer.
This is
it's
the cheapest you can get.
Yeah, it was $3 for a six pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
$3 for six.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
I know. It's it's super cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap, but it's the one of the better cheap ones.
Yeah, it actually has more flavor than some of like the
like
more
you buy
name
Pabst,
brand stuff like
you buy
Miller
Pabst
Lite
for like $10 a six pack, and it doesn't taste any.
Our beer is crap unless you're buying like a craft beer that's made in the United States. Our beers are just they're shit. There's no way around it. I'll literally go out of my way to buy beers that are imported. They may be like $4 or $5 more expensive, but you get a better flavor from my experience.
Or a flavor, maybe.
Yeah, a flavor. Anything, just not carbonated water that kind of gets you drunk.
So I booked you back in December.
And then he fucked up last week.
And then I fucked up because I put it in my calendar wrong. I didn't realize until 7 o'clock at night, and I was like, oh.
He's asleep.
I was like, damn, I hope he reschedules, and luckily you did a week later. So awesome. I was pretty on top of it. I set like 5 alarms to remind me on my calendar.
This is actually
early for him. You were up late.
Yep, I'm always up late.
Even if he's not out of the house until about 5 or 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So this is really early for Mr. Miller.
Yeah, it's the weekend. And then when we booked back in December, we said 1 o'clock for us and 5 o'clock for you, or 6 o'clock for you. So when I checked the time, the difference, it was like there was an hour difference. I'm like, I thought it was 5 hours, but now you didn't have your daylight savings time yet.
Yeah,
that makes.
I think
sense.
That's next week.
Yeah.
Really? So it's. It's even different days. That's crazy.
Yes, we have this 2 week lag, and I don't from you guys, and I don't know why it happens, and it messes
probably
up everything.
It might have something to do with like sun placement and some weird stuff like that.
But it messes up meetings because I had a meeting scheduled this week, and it was in the diary at 2, and then it changed to 1, and it totally threw me. I was only like 5 minutes late when I noticed, but still, you kind of come in all flustered and confused.
Yeah. The daylight savings, I wish, would be one of those things.
It's
supposed to be gone. Like, we were supposed to have a vote, I think, last year to get rid of it, and it kind of, like, something happened to where the vote just... Nothing
I think they said yeah,
it.
And then they just didn't do anything.
They said yeah, and then they just didn't do anything about it. They're like, David, set your clocks back, and now set your clocks forward. And I'm like, I thought we voted to get rid of this finally, again. And I don't know. It's these old school things, I just feel like with modern day, we could get rid of them.
They're based around farming, and I guess people do farm still.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't eat, but I don't even know how it works.
I mean, farmers could
really
still do it. We don't need to live by that. Farmers are a different breed.
Farmers are on their own time.
They really are a different breed. Like, they do everything. They know how to do anything. They're mechanics. They're master craftsmen. Like, they really are just their own breed.
Yeah.
Well, they're in touch with reality, and we just are in these digital squares.
Yeah, we're zombies.
Yeah.
Oh, we're literally in squares right now as we're doing this podcast.
So, Jazz Cow Can you tell us a little more about that? Like, where'd you got the inspiration and the idea for it?
Yeah, so inspiration was, so kind of similar to you guys, I think.
Reason.
Yeah, a group of us were just used to chat and laugh into the night and did this repeatedly. And one night, one of the guys was flicking through a book on superheroes, well, they're cartoon animals. And they all were kind of the same pattern. And then we said, well, what happens if a cow got superheroes, because it's superpowers? Because it's always like a really cool animal. And why are the superhero qualities always to save the world? And why are they always like this? So someone said, yeah, why didn't you have a cow with a superhero ability to play jazz? And at that point, we were all just laughing our heads off. And one of the guys, he grabs his sketchbook and he draws this cow, which is absolutely hilarious, and shows it to us. We wake up the next morning, and then we're talking about it, and we're like, we've got to make that thing. So that was its origin, but it's obviously been on a bit of a journey since then.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
we definitely have to check that out. Is it on? It's on YouTube, obviously, right? Or do you have your own streaming source?
So we've done little clips, and there's a promo video that will be out hopefully next week, which is a mixture of me talking about it and a few little clips. But we've got a script, and we've got the characters designed and all of these different things in place. So we're actually trying to raise money to make the pilot episode.
Okay. So still awesome. And that's, you got the whole concept and everything ready to go.
Yeah. It's exciting, cool. But also terrifying.
Yes.
We've done all this work, and then we've got to raise the money to actually make the thing. But
yeah, story of our lives.
And my mood goes up and down. Some days I'm like, yeah, we'll easily make the money. And then most days I'm like, I think we're sunk.
Best advice, don't give up and don't go off of viewership. I mean, obviously viewership means a lot, but just keep doing what you do, because it's all about the algorithms now, and you just got to wait for you to appeal to these algorithms, and then eventually
you'll
take
off. It's the irony of the whole thing, because the whole premise is Jazz Cow is fighting the algorithms. He's fighting that whole system.
The irony.
And so we're always in this kind of paradox where we're saying, fight the algorithms by liking, subscribing, commenting.
Yes, that's perfect.
Yep. Where did you make it on? What program did you use?
So originally we did a little thing that went around festivals. It was like a tester video with a guy called Silas, who's incredible, who did all the voices, and we did that in Flash, in the really, really early versions of Flash, actually. And it's crazy to think back on the technology we were using. Now I use a program called Toon Boom Harmony, which is a Canadian bit of software, and do a little bit of stuff in After Effects. And then we'll be working with a studio in Argentina, and they use various different bits of software, so it will probably be a mismatch of different things.
That's cool.
Nice.
And we have a little bit of experience with...
We played a little bit with the Adobe animations.
Yeah.
And,
which one? Because crazy. There's one that's the one that came off, which was basically Flash 2.0. Mm-hmm. And that one's okay. I mean, you can do some amazing stuff in there. But then there's another one called... I don't know what it was called. And I was experimenting with it. And it was doing these weird things and trying to copy the movements of my nieces. And when I got them to do movements, and it just had no idea, and it was really annoying.
It came with the Adobe Suite. I just downloaded it. I think it's called Animations.
Yeah, there's two in there.
Click and drag. Yeah. Oh, there's two in there.
One of them is a decent piece of software, and then one of them is this weird motion capture type thing.
We didn't use the motion capture.
Which may be decent, but I couldn't make it any good. But maybe I didn't play long enough with it. I was just like, what is this?
Yeah, that's like the thing with that. You got to play around. You got to look up videos and research. And
yeah.
Do all the stuff if you're not taking a class for these things.
Yeah, BCC, Community College, used to have Adobe classes.
Yeah.
I wish they still had it because I would love to take some actual classes.
They didn't offer shit for music when I was there. I think they offered music theory, which is definitely like a good class to take, but that was it when I was there. They didn't,
but then I'm always a bit like, I think the thing with music is playing with other people, there's magic there. Yes. When it's doing art, seeing other people's work, there's magic there. But when it comes to a lot learning stuff, I mean, I don't know if it's any good, but do you know Rick Beato? He's a music producer and YouTuber. His YouTube channel's incredible. And he sells his course for...
You're freezing up.
Oh, yeah. fuck. Where did he pause?
He paused right at when he was saying he was a music producer.
Ah, yes, the music
producer. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there's this guy, Rick Beato, and he teaches, like, music theory and sells courses on it. And because he's such a good communicator, I often think, wow, if I took his course, maybe I might understand this stuff. And probably more than I would in a formal lesson, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, when I was in music theory, I did learn a lot, but I guess it all depends on who's teaching it.
Cool.
'Cause I had a really boring teacher that would, like, obviously put you in situations that brings you outside your comfort zone, but when I was taking this class, I had a certain objective that I was trying to accomplish, and she was like, oh, well, you need to come in with your own lyrics, and I'll play this little piano number for you, and you're going to sing to it. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I was like, I literally told her, I was like, I can't sing. I was like, if you want the windows to break in this classroom, then you will have me sing in front of you. If you care about anything glass in this classroom, don't have me sing.
Glassroom.
You don't sing in greenhouses.
Yeah. Reminds me of the skit on SNL. It was with, I forgot the actor's name, but also with Justin Bieber. And Justin Bieber, like, fucked up. I don't know if he fucked up or not. Maybe it was part of the script. But it was so good because he was like, oh, it's Gleiss to see you. And the guy's like, Gleiss? Gleiss? And then that was just the whole joke for the rest of the skit. It was like, yeah, that's pretty Gleiss of you. So good. Gleiss. And Justin Bieber's losing his shit.
You paused mid-sentence, but I think I got the flow of what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. It's
about the music. Yeah, about the music theory thing.
Yes.
So we've got a music theory joke in the episode we're trying to raise money for, because they crack codes using John Coltrane's music, and John Coltrane does the Circle of Fifths in Giant Steps, and yeah, we have a kind of plot joke thing around that.
There's some like elaborate thought behind this too, which is pretty cool.
Oh, God.
But hopefully not. If you hate music, you'd still love it, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I can't imagine anybody really hating music fully.
Yeah, no.
There's got to be some sort of music.
What movie was I watching? It was one of Robin Williams' last movie. It was like Father of the Year, Son. And he's trying to relate to his son. He's like, you like music, right? And his son's like, I fucking hate music. I was like, who hates music? And it was like my favorite line. Like, even to this day, I'll joke with my wife and I'll be like, I fucking hate music.
It's such a weird thing because you never think like anyone would ever say that.
I've not heard anyone say that, but there was someone who was saying, I don't really see the point of listening to music. I was like, you don't see the point. I don't even understand how that is how you think.
Maybe they find relaxation in other methods. Yeah. I don't know. That's weird to me.
Yeah, it is. Who the fuck doesn't listen to music?
Somebody who likes total silence.
I like Total Silence.
I like Total Silence.
I mean, I like silence, but total silence to the point where like you can hear the blood in your ears like flowing. I don't know about that.
Well, yes, yeah, people. That is a phenomenon. Actually, you start to hear cracking. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like the quiet.
I've always wanted to do that. That room
where you can hear your
organs. Yeah, the quietest
working.
Room.
Yeah, I was
in the
about
world.
To bring that up. Yeah. I was literally just about to say that.
There's like a challenge or something.
I think
like
it's Microsoft who built it.
Yeah, and you can like I think the longest somebody's lasted was like 3 minutes in there, and any
I thought
longer
it was like 17 or something.
Wow.
Was it? It's a minuscule amount of time.
It's dark, considering. Like super dark, and it's just really quiet.
But it's like you end up going insane because of like you start hearing your organs and the blood and everything inside your body. I want to experience it, but not to the point where I'm driving myself mad.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to torture yourself. It's just
no.
Curiosity.
Yeah, curious. Yeah. Like a total silence. I want to experience actual total silence.
Complete silence.
Complete silence.
I mean, listen to music in there must be awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've even tried that.
Let's try to listen to music in here.
You don't hear anything.
Yeah, just there's nothing.
It's because the room it's got those spikes like protruding from the ceiling, the walls.
That sounds terrifying.
It's
in a horror
foam.
Movie.
Yeah, but it's all foam. But it's like it looks fucking crazy. Like this room.
You're not even standing on an actual floor. You're on like some kind of platform.
Yeah, elevated up because they have the spikes underneath it. It's crazy.
It's just surrounded by padding. It's a cool room. The door is like this thick.
And the craziest thing is that foam isn't cheap. Like you can get the cheap knockoff stuff where it's like a 12x12 and it's got like the little tiny spikes on it or whatever you would call them. I think they call them egg carton style.
Yeah.
But they sell them and you can get like a pack of like 65 for like $90, but like the actual like quality music stuff is like hundreds of dollars for one panel, and it's like this panel is like you probably can't even see it from up there, but we'll use like it's the size of maybe one of these pictures, and it's like hundreds of dollars for a panel that size.
Wow.
It's just crazy to think of, like, imagine how much one of those spikes cost. It's just a foam spike, but because it eliminates sound now, like,
yeah,
it's crazy. Foam costing.
Yep. Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft foam.
That's the name of this episode.
They've got the money.
they do. They definitely do. Let's get into some of these news stories I got.
Oh, and it's a Canadian one too.
Yeah, I try to stay on topic.
Wait, can you start with number two?
Yeah, we can start with number two. Humpback sex. Photographed for the first time, and both whales were male.
Oh my God, so what's his name was right about the water turning the frogs gay?
Oh, Alex Jones. The conspiracy guy.
Yeah, Alex Jones.
Alex
They're
Jones.
Turning the frogs gay.
It's elevated now, and now the whales are affected by this water.
But I guess humpback.
So it's
whales
gone into seawater because wasn't he talking about like rivers?
Yeah, he was. He was talking about rivers and I think lakes.
Oh no! And the salt's just going to preserve.
Where
that.
Does all that water go?
Empties
into the ocean.
He didn't go hard enough on his conspiracies.
He underestimated how far this has gone.
It's gone beyond the swamp.
Clearly, well, far beyond the swamp.
But yeah, they never.
Oh shit! It's in Hawaii.
Yeah, they. I don't think they've ever filmed or photographed humpback whales mating. So scientists confirmed.
I don't even know how they do it. Like I don't.
Yeah,
know what their anatomy is even.
Scuba diving. I don't.
Oh my God! Do you want to be a scuba diver near that?
That's a big, huge whale cock cum shot.
I knew you were gonna say it.
Scientists confirmed sighting of two same-sex marine giants.
Marine giants.
Yeah, marine giants. copulating in amorous encounter off Hawaii coast. Humpback whales have been observed having sex for the first time. Have been? Humpback whale. Sometimes it doesn't make sense until you read it a second time.
They haven't been
observed until now. Yeah, I just said that. They've never been filmed or photographed until now. With this landmark moment having an interesting twist.
Landmark moment. Because, they're giant marine animals.
Yeah. Despite decades of research on humpback whales, sightings of the male's penis have been rare. I hope this is.
I wouldn't want to see it, I don't think.
There's people out there, like, actively searching for their penises. The elusive whale penis has evaded us again.
Oh, they're probably super pumped because now they saw two whale
two of
penises.
Them. Yeah, that's... I wonder if when one of the male whales was done, like, he, like, flipped over and let the other one take a turn.
I don't know if it goes into that much detail. Then it kind of just repeats itself that, you know, it's never
Is this
been...
how they...
Classic like... article, right? You write the thing and then you keep repeating yourself
to the
bottom.
Yeah, and then you repeat it in different words.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they never documented. Two photographers captured images of the sexual encounter between two whales off the coast of Hawaii. It already said that.
And it looks like one of these scuba divers was named Alec Jones.
Look, I told you, the water's making the whales gay. The sighting confirmed by scientists in a newly published study occurred in January of 2022 in waters west of the island of Maui.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Where two whales approached and circled a boat before engaging in sexual activity. About 3 to 5 meters below the vessel. So they saw this vessel and was like, yeah, this is the spot. This is where we get down and dirty.
Five meters below their vessel? I couldn't help myself.
I remember in an earlier episode, I believe, one of the fun facts I had was that humpback whales have never been documented mating.
We're two
many,
males.
Many, many years later, we got them, and they're two males.
So maybe...
Is that why they're going extinct? Or maybe they're not. Are they going extinct? I heard they were, but...
They might be endangered, could be wise, because...
It's not actually from humans hunting them. It's the lack of reproduction going on.
Whatever's in that water that Alex Jones is talking about... has leaked into the ocean, and now it's making the whales gay.
You know what it is?
Which is okay.
The plastic. Plastic's turning the marine animals gay.
There we go. Plastic.
It's the plastic straws.
Yep. Yeah, it's the plastic straws.
It's that the turtles giant, have been eating.
Yep.
The giant the floating islands of plastic that we have scattered about Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, microplastics.
Well, one day we'll be living on those plastic islands.
One day we'll be injecting microplastics into our body.
We don't need to because we're already...
Our plastic is too low.
It's already in our water. They've come out and said that there's microplastics in our water.
It'll
now.
Soon be like sugar in your blood, but your plastics are getting low, so you got to take an instant shot of plastics.
You go to I'm not feeling right, Doc. Ah, yeah, your plastic levels are dropping abnormally low. We'll fix you right up.
Just inject you.
Shove a Barbie doll up your ass. Take your suppository.
These are the finest of plastics that we inject into you.
Here's a Ken doll.
Yeah. We'll just grind that. It's like episode of South Park where they inject money in the people.
Oh, yeah, AIDS. The cure for AIDS. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was Magic Johnson's cure for AIDS was money.
South Park, they think of everything.
I mean, they're not wrong. You pay enough money, you're going to be cured.
Yeah. Yeah.
That genius is the South Park guys.
Yep. Those druggy, acid-taking, creative minds of South Park.
Yeah.
Really know how to... I feel like they're fallen in line with Simpsons now. You just... you create so many episodes of shit that eventually you're going to start predicting things.
Yeah. Yep.
But I don't. Simpsons was like strangely accurate. And it's, you really kind of question, like, is this guy really a time traveler?
Conan Bryant.
I saw a comedian on YouTube yesterday who was going through jokes he made 10 years ago and then connecting them to news stories of things that then later happened that were based on his jokes.
Wow.
Damn. Maybe he's a time
traveler. Maybe history.
I think it's comedians. I think it's comedy.
Yeah, you know,
it's comedy or comedy the people time who decide how history is going to happen are just real like big fans of like comedians and Simpsons.
They said, this is a good episode.
A really good episode. We should really recreate that elevator scene with Trump.
Yes, Family Guy.
Yes,
predicted the Boston bombing. Well, in a way,
Yeah, it was.
Except it was Peter riding a bike through a crowd of people. at the Boston marathon. Yeah. Not quite the same.
But
there's still blood.
I feel like if Family Guy put a bomb going off at the Boston Marathon, that episode wouldn't be allowed to air. Just saying. So they had to tweak it a little bit, but there's some weird stuff going on with the creativity of these show writers.
It's comedy.
I remember after September the 11th, George Bush got in some film directors into Hollywood to help for them to predict what the next thing could be.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like we're just giving terrorists ideas.
A friend that's got a film idea and he says, I don't want to share it with anybody because I don't want anyone to do my idea.
It's bad. Like, we're at that point in time.
I watched a show that came out in, like, 2016. I think it was called The Last Survivor. It was about this guy who stayed behind this huge meeting at, like, what's the capital of the Capitol House? They just had the insurrection. What the fuck is it called? Why am I not thinking of it? Yeah, it was in Washington. Well, he was designated survivor. That's the name.
He stayed behind. I saw the building series. Netflix.
The building got blown up, and everyone died, pretty much. And this guy became
typically
president.
What happens?
This guy became president, and the shit that happened in that show happened a year later when Trump became president. Like people sending immigrants elsewhere, which has happened.
Yeah.
Governors not listening to the president, which has happened.
And
everything that happened in that show, besides everyone dying and some dude, well, a dude that we didn't want became president anyways.
Yeah, well, the way that everything's going right about now, get ready for round two.
I watched that, and then everything started happening after I watched the show, and I was like, that was on Designated Survivor. They fucking predicted this shit. Sending a plane
or they inspired
of immigrants
it.
Back to...
I'm just saying, like, it could have been inspired by... It, instead of predicting, like, it's always the word, oh, they predicted.
Oh, they predicted.
Are we
They're
sure
like, oh,
that
you know,
it wasn't inspired?
No, because it was before this happened.
Oh, okay.
It was before. Yeah.
Yeah, our Minister for Health, he said he watched the film Pandemic, and that influenced, that changed the way that the British government were following, decided the route they were going to go.
Oh, that was another good one. That was almost exactly how everything went down.
Yeah.
And he literally said he was influenced by the film.
Yeah.
There was a thought.
Yeah,
it
makes sense.
There was a movie, too, from back in the day that...
Outbreak?
No, it wasn't.
The monkey?
No. Wait. No.
I really want
it
to
wasn't.
Watch
it, there was like a couple movies. I can't remember, but it started with like a rat. And like they were designing like this virus from a rat. And then it ended up like going to... I can't think of the fucking name. It's going to really bother me. I hate getting old. Oh. But I just remember they were in an airport and they landed after they found out that the guy was on the plane and shit. And when they got off the plane, nobody was in the airport. And they go to leave, and all the doors are locked, and they look outside, and it's just like they have it locked down in like quarantine. Maybe, oh, it was quarantine. I'm an idiot. I just had to wait to say the word, I guess. Yeah, Quarantine 2, I think it was.
The found footage
but
movie?
Like, all the quarantine movies were kind of like the basis of how they handled the pandemic. They're like, lockdown, this and that, don't let anybody leave their house. Like, in some places, not in the United States, because we really didn't give a shit. But in China, they literally did not let them leave.
Yeah.
And it's like, and New that's Zealand. Scary.
Yeah, New Zealand.
Yeah. New Zealand. Like, that's terrifying.
I love the pandemic.
It's only a matter of time until our governments start doing
that,
that
like,
shit.
Probably the best era of our lifetime was the pandemic.
It, yeah,
honestly,
it was
fantastic.
Looking back on it,
the best 6 months ever. Actually, it's
no,
the best year.
Yeah, it was a year.
It was a good year.
When things started to come back, but they enforced like social distancing, that's when it was the peak of like the greatness of the pandemic. Because you would go to like watch a movie in the movie theaters, and you would have a whole row. Yeah. To yourself because of social distancing. It's like, oh yeah, I could get used to this. Yeah. I do not want to be next to some strange, sweaty, smelly dude this
my,
whole
my
fucking
favorite
time.
Like, was spring into summer. That was the best time, spring and summer.
Yeah.
Couldn't go anywhere, saved a bunch of money. The beginning was amazing. You know, you got all this free money. And
well, that was for a year straight. I have regrets because I went back to work. I shouldn't have done that.
You got an extra $600.
I didn't. I actually made less by going back to work because they're like, oh, we'll give you hazard pay, but it's going to be taxed.
I got so many vacations that year. It was fantastic.
Oh, I got my vacations because I was like, well, if I'm putting my life at risk, you at least deserve me vacations whenever I want. Like,
I had 4 vacations. I didn't use all 4 of my vacations.
You
but
don't
I took
use
4 vacations.
Your vacations.
No, because
every
I got two voluntary furlough weeks. So I technically had 6 vacations.
You should have taken it all. Cuz
well, and I took a 2-week vacation.
Yeah, I would have. Looking back on vacations now, I really wish I used all the time that I had instead of just taking payouts and stuff.
Yeah. What was it like over in the UK?
It ain't worth it.
Was it the same?
It was a real mixture for different people. So, it's frozen.
We can still see you though. And
you can still see
you're still moving for us.
I get little bits just drop out at different points, so I'm like slightly struggling to follow at times, but. Yeah. Oh, it's paused again.
I understand what you're saying, but we're still getting your audio.
I don't understand.
So it's just,
okay,
I think it's just pausing the video.
Yeah. So in the UK, we had a bit of a class divide in many ways, because those that were kind of, if you like, the laptop class were able to work from home, and they all were being furloughed.
So
and
jealous.
Then you had so many people that were going out and having to work and having to earn the money for the massive percentage of the population that were paid not to be at work.
Yes.
And it was all very, very unfair. But then I don't understand how you could have done it any differently. It was a nightmare for us because we live in a tiny flat. And my wife was working doing social housing for the government, and that was a nightmare because they had all these extra rules they had to follow, but she was constantly on the phone, and I can't do any work when she was on the phone, and loads of our clients just went, we're just not going to spend any money at the moment. So it was a bit of a kind of slightly crazy time for us.
It was basically the same. I got to work
except
from home.
For me, I mean, I worked at a warehouse that claimed that they were essential, but they just sold high-end handmade rugs to like high-end customers all around the world. And that allowed them to be considered valuable.
Essential.
Yeah, essential.
People need their rugs.
Yeah, because for some reason, people being locked up, they were just like, spend crazy. Everybody wanted to spend mad money.
Those with money spent it.
Yeah.
People were doing up the houses. People were people, some people, it's just an extended 2-year holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. Kids especially. Oh, my God. Yeah. I wish I was in school during the pandemic. Being able to just, like, turn your fucking camera down so it's, like, pointed at your keyboard and just be like, yeah, I'm listening. Just play video games.
Down in Connecticut, they hated at-home school.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But, like, I hear stories of how kids, like, would be like, oh, yeah, I would just either tilt my camera down or tilt it up towards the ceiling, and I would just play video games the whole time. And then all they do is make you take a test at the end of the week to make sure you're listening, and all you have to do is just study right before the test. I'm like, dude, you got this all figured out. Like, props to you, man. I literally studied anytime they told me to study, and I still failed those tests. I would just, like, blank. And it's still to this day. I'll know the knowledge, but as soon as you put it in front of me and ask me a question, I just blank for some reason. It's weird.
Let's get into the grab bag.
God, I was hoping we would forget about this.
Absolutely not.
I wish the camera got that. He went to shake the grab bag up, and it literally teared at the bottom, and all the nips just fell out of the bag.
Oh, man.
Are
they broken?
No, they're plastic. That's why they want to get rid of
plastic.
Them. Yeah. So
they're plastic? Yeah. Oh, wow. I thought they would be glass.
They do sell some that are glass, but typically they're plastic, and this is the main reason why they want to ban them. Is because we got homeless people on the streets just drinking them whenever they can get them because they're $1, $2. They can easily raise that money. And then they just litter them instead of throwing them in one of the trash receptacles that we have scattered about our streets.
All right, so today's grab bag is going to be called Grab Rag.
Dude, that's not a rag. That's a fucking $80 blanket.
Grab Rag.
Is it one you're on the mouse.
Oh shit, I'm on the mouse. Alright.
Did you make it in your rug shop?
Yes.
Your rug factory?
No. I bought this one. This is actually a custom blanket from one of my favorite bands. It's just a normal like frilly style blanket, but they charged $80 for it, go figure. Right. Should only be like
here's
$10.
The grab rag. Reaching a rag.
What did you grab?
I don't know. I can't see. I'm trying not to. I don't want to cheat.
Why didn't you use the Target bag?
Because it has stuff in it. Here we go.
The Target bag.
I got Watermelon Ice 101.
Man, I was really hoping he was going to get that peppermint. He bought a 101 peppermint schnapp or a 100 proof peppermint schnapp.
Put that in
I don't
a rack.
Even know where the entrance is, dude.
You gotta make it.
Are you serious? Hang on.
Look.
I feel I should drink something.
Go for it.
It's then at least I'm with you in some way. I guess if I'm drinking water, I should eat the pickled egg.
Oh, he's drinking water. We gotta eat the pickled egg.
Oh, no. There's only 3 shots.
Yeah. Oh, grab bag. And we really need to go on Fiverr and buy this song.
There's like over a 35% chance that I can grab that fucking peppermint one. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to this.
I don't think it would be that bad. Reaching the bag, what did you grab?
Oh, thank God.
Bananas. That's Alan's.
Oh,
isn't
it's
it?
Banana ice?
Oh,
dude. So what?
Oh,
on.
Yeah. No, they're not Alan's. That's right. They're ice.
But so what, I have a menthol banana
I don't know if
shot.
It's menthol or not.
So these
101.
Oh. These don't sound nice.
No, they're not supposed to be.
Oh, dude.
That's too much noise.
That's literally what I'm vaping on, is a fucking banana ice.
Here we go.
There's your new grab bag. That should last you.
Here we go. Sorry for all the mic noise.
So what's the alcohol content of one of them?
This is 55.5% alcohol.
And mine is 50. Yep, same. 50.5.
Yours is 100. I'm thinking of the de-icer.
100 is a bit much.
Here we go.
Hell, mine's a little bit more than 100. Mine's fucking 101 proof. Ugh. 101% alcohol.
Oh my god. The flavor is amazing. Aww. The alcohol is like straight up rubbing alcohol. That's thick. That was thick.
It shouldn't be thick.
It's very sweet. I really like the flavor, but oh my god, the alcohol part. You can feel it coming out of your nose.
I can feel that I don't want to take this shot.
That's actually better than 99.
Trying to do this without
wow
that mic noise that you were creating. It's very hard. Hang on.
Yeah, here, I'll mute you. Oh, never mind. Don't need to.
Whew. Yeah. No, I put it in between. Oh, fuck, here we go. Dude. That doesn't even smell like banana.
It tastes really good.
Actually.
Oh. It just might be
it's
a little
thick.
It's
made in the lab, right?
Oh, it's got to be designed in a lab. Like, that doesn't even look like an actual banana.
There we go. That was a good shot right there.
That was a good shot. It, like, focused perfectly. Banana ice. I thought it said ace at first. Oh, for anybody that's just tuning in, this is normal for me. I procrastinate as much as I can.
Procrastiatios. Whatever we called it.
Procrastinatios.
Something like that.
It sounded like a pistachio and an Oreo mixed together. All right, cheers.
That's a new flavor.
Cheers to our guest.
Yeah.
You've been great so far.
I already drank mine, but yeah.
Fuck.
Ding.
Our first animator, I believe.
It was amazing.
GoPro.
I was at a gig the other night, and it was packed.
All
with
cell
loads
phones,
of young
right?
people. No.
No cell phones.
None. Or almost none. Wow. And everybody was transfixed on the music. And
wow.
I was, this is
that's awesome.
I feel like that's what Delicate Steve concert would be.
I would give anything, honestly, to experience a concert like that again. Because I go to concerts religiously.
Okay.
But they're mostly metal concerts. And I'll sometimes record a performance just because, like, it'll sell out, and I hear people being like, oh, please, please update the venue so I can go to this, and the people who are putting on this show won't update the venue, so in turn, they can't go to the show. So me being a respectful person, I'll record the performance and put it on. I can't make anything from it because I immediately get hit with the copyright and this and that, and that's fine. I'm doing it for the people that can't go to the show because I've been that person, and it sucks, and I hate when venues won't update venues because they have more than the potential to do so, and it just sucks. But yeah, so I'll go and I'll film and I'll do that, and that's about the gist of it.
Ooh.
Are you good, dude?
Yeah, just gas.
Making a comeback.
No, he had the watermelon. I
just taste watermelon when I burp.
I took that banana like a champ.
Speaking of bananas, man ejaculated on food while employed at Fort Collins Safeway. That was a good segue into the next news article.
That was
a perfect one.
That was.
A Fort Collins man recently, or currently, same word. A Fort Collins man currently facing 14 counts of indecent exposure 14. Is under investigation for allegedly ejaculating on food while he was employed at Safeway.
14 different times.
Yeah, dude. This fucking...
That's... See, this is why... I know it's not around here.
No,
never
we don't
heard...
have a Safeway.
Yeah, I've never heard of Safeway.
Don't worry for people who
Safeway
have a Safeway.
We have Safeway in the UK.
Oh, so it is UK.
Well, we did. Right. Well, no, the place isn't
I think
UK.
This is... No, this is Denver. This is that.
Really?
It's
Denver. Wow.
So what is a Safeway?
So we just got...
It's a supermarket. Well, it
so
is in the UK.
I was going to say, we just got all these a few years back around here, and I know that's like a popular store out in the UK for groceries. And well, I see it in videos on YouTube.
Yeah. I've not seen one in years, actually.
Really? And all, so maybe they're just transitioning over to here.
Do you guys have Dunkin' over there?
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah. Yes.
I think they exist, but then it's not a big brand.
That's awesome.
Well, Dunkin' was in Canada, but they got kicked out because no one wanted it.
Well, they have Tim Hortons, but
we've got Krispy Kremes.
Krispy Kremes. But you saying that you have Dunkin' over there, that's like a milestone for Massachusetts, because Dunkin' was created in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, wait, do you
for
have
a lot
Target?
Of people that don't know that, and that's where Dillon Street Boys are from.
All right, because Target's not in Canada either. What about Walmart?
No, Target's like, that's why people say Target, because they think it's like this fancy store. But it's literally fucking,
it's just a more
it was made
Walmart.
In America. You guys are fucking, you Target. Look so, I and shop at Target.
I think we're the only
And if you see any, if you see American stand-ups, they often make reference to Target. So, pass it off as some kind of premium.
It's the posh.
Think it's a premium. It's a premium Walmart. That's all it is.
It's just the same shit. I think the stuff they have at Target is shittier quality.
Than Walmart,
but more expensive.
I much rather go to Walmart because I've tested their shit brands, and their shit brands will last longer than Target shit brands. So it's like, who really has the shittier stuff
still
for less money?
Certain things that I won't buy at Walmart. You guys don't have Walmart, do you? You have something else to replace
this. Walmart own Asda, which is a British brand. Yeah.
Okay. So
it's still the same company. It's, it's just a different
It's the UK
brand.
Version or Europe version.
They just bought out a British company many years ago.
I mean, I would say that's cool, but Walmart sucks. They suck so bad. They really
are.
I
don't mind Walmart.
Do you have Lidl?
No, we don't. No.
Wait, what?
So that's a German brand, and we've got Lidl next door to us, and it was seen as like really, really
so
cheap.
So that's funny.
But it's great.
We have a Giant out here. So it's funny that you guys have Lidl out there, we have Giant over here.
Lidl, but that's maybe German for little. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, like, it sounded like little. But Lidl. You got to do the German to it. It could. It could
Trader
very well.
Trader Joe's is called something different everywhere, even within Trader Joe's. You know Trader Joe's, don't you?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's it would be something else.
It would be something
else
over there if they even have it.
Google that right now. We'll see what Trader Joe's is called.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see whether we have it at all. Americans make reference to it. We absorb so much of your stuff that we end up knowing your brands.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to go to a specialized store to get UK candy and shit, which is pretty cool because there's a gas station just
apparently
a couple
Trader
towns
Joe's
away.
Is Trader Joe's in the UK.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought
they
have
something
different.
They have exclusivity or what did they say?
I thought there was something like fucking, I don't know, some British name.
I've never seen one.
Like Jonathan Wellsworth.
Oh, no. Never mind. Trader Joe's is only in the United States.
Oh, so it's called something different.
Yeah, it would be
around the United States. I thought it was
worldwide.
I got
to reword this because apparently Google
That's crazy.
Can't figure this out.
Google's not as good as it used to be.
No, it's not because Google's I feel like it became oversaturated. It's oversaturated with a bunch of bullshit, and then you got your ads. What would Trader Joe's be called in the UK?
One of them is... I read it and I was like, oh, okay. It was like it was like a Native American name. And I was like, all right, that's a little, how did they get away with that? And I don't remember what it was. It was like
our local skating, ice skating, team, which is literally down the road from us, used to be called the Redskins until about 5 years ago.
Yeah. We had, you know, the Washington Redskins and, I mean, they could have changed the name to something that the local Native Americans suggested, but they called them the Washington Commanders now, which is so...
But
Okay,
we don't have any local.
We this don't is have very much interesting. Indigenous. So there is no equivalent to Trader Joe's in
what?
The UK.
Okay.
It all says right. that the equivalent would be Aldi's.
Okay, Aldi's isn't
for
even
the United
close
Kingdom.
To
it's Aldi's.
Trader
that's
Joe's
the closest is. Thing to a Trader Joe's.
That's not even
close.
No,
it's literally not even.
That doesn't make.
This
any
is
sense.
Why I hate. Google has literally become shit over the past couple of years.
So wait, what was called Redskins over there?
There's our local ice hockey team. We used to be called Redskins.
Right. Yep.
Which
that's
is
cool.
strange.
We had football team called Redskins.
Did you guys have Indians over there?
No.
No. I mean, they obviously have been here. And and when the guys came over on the Mayflower, they found someone to translate for them in London. So... Oh. We've already, I mean, we've had people around for a while, but...
Yeah.
You probably breeded. There's probably some...
It's. I just, I thought that was a weird
Americans
name
over there.
A UK team was the
Yeah,
Redskins.
It doesn't make...
But props, because we got rid of that over here because...
Yeah,
of...
but they could have picked a better name than Commanders. Finish up this guy ejaculating in food.
Oh, you were really still going to... I tried to sidetrack it so we didn't have to hear any more about
it. We got to warn the people. To stay
just
away.
Don't eat at fast food.
Yeah, well, Fort Collins specifically.
No, anywhere. Just don't even take the risk.
Anyways, the investigation began, and so we got this guy who jerked off 14 times in the food that we know about.
He's 32.
Yeah, and now they started investigating in July of 2023, which was last year, when the department reviewed multiple reports of a person who was masturbating outside the business in view of employees. Fort Collins police said many of the incidents happened at the coffee shops. Investigators identified Stephen Masalta, 32, as the suspect. Authorities executed a search warrant at his home in February. Is that February this year?
Do you think Stephen Masalta is ever sexually assaulted?
Masalta was arrested for 14 counts of indecent exposure. Chief Jeff, this is the name that I love, Swoboda said multiple pieces of evidence were collected during the February search of his home.
We all know what that is.
Investigators found videos that showed...
the way you said that, investigators.
Yeah, investigators.
I just pictured, like,
this
an alligator.
I'm pretty sure
in, like, a top hat.
Denver.
Like, taking notes on a little, like, fucking notepad or something.
Investigators. Investigators found videos that showed Masalta masturbating and ejaculating on multiple food items at a Safeway grocery store.
That
where
nice
he was employed.
Glaze.
Now we have listeners in the Denver area, so you know.
Oh God,
this part's for them. The police said that Masalta worked at a Safeway located at 1426 East Harmony Road from December 2023 to February 2024.
All our Denver listeners right now are just like.
Yeah, you guys, like, listen real
and
good.
And now they're puking.
Swoboda said food was not commercially sealed.
Why would you eat it?
That means he's probably jerking off in the bananas. Masalta remains in custody at the Larimo County Jail on a $35,000 cash bond. So, again, that's located at 1426 East Harmony Road from December 2023 to February 2024.
So, last month.
Yeah,
he
last
was jerking
month,
off on your
he
food
was jerking
if you were
off
eating there.
On your not commercially sealed food.
So, anything that wasn't wrapped up and you ate his
You're
jizz.
Probably pregnant now. So.
Well, how would they get pregnant?
You know, they eat the banana, and then they're like, this banana is making me horny.
No, I don't. Maybe they were males, and they just start reproducing with themselves.
Oh, man. Well, that's
grim. Because they drank the water.
Yeah. It's because they drink the water.
So, yeah, the exactly. Seawater.
Yeah, the round Maui.
The Maui seawater.
Ah. So when is your Jazz Cow hitting the airwaves?
So we're starting our Kickstarter on May the 1st, and so by the end of May, we'll find out whether we've got the money. And providing we do, then it'll probably be about a year later we'll have the pilot made, and then
nice.
How much
those that supported would see that.
How much money do you need?
So we're looking at about 60,000.
60,000? I mean, I've seen GoFundMes and stuff like that raise way more.
Oh, yeah.
More fucking, like, way ridiculous fucking things. And it's like, why are people given? And then you come to find out, like, if you get, you know, a dollar here, a dollar there with so many people, it just adds up.
Yeah,
60,000 people. There's your, and all they had to do was invest a dollar. So
60 ain't bad.
May 1st, if you're out there listening, go and fund Jazz Cow. All it takes is a dollar. If there's 60,000 of you, it's just a dollar.
Yeah, no, seriously, just it's a just dollar. 60,000. Yeah,
that I mean, DSB, Dillon Street Boys, Swamp Talk. We're definitely going to tune in May 1st, and we will contribute.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to contribute. Send us the link.
We'll after the episode, and we'll just save it, and we'll have it prepped. But we're contributing. So should you. Support Jazz Cow, because it's going to be fucking awesome, because they talk about music theory, and I know what that means.
They're fighting fake filters. That's the most important part.
No.
Yeah.
They're fighting the algorithm. Did you not pay attention?
Yeah, but also fake filters.
Yeah, but the algorithm, fake filters, the kind of
they're fighting
tech taking over, the pings on
social
the
phone. Media.
Yeah.
The fact that I was having to do something, I changed a thing on LinkedIn, and they're like, right, you need to verify yourself, and then I had to use my phone, but my phone wasn't clever enough, and then I had to use my wife's phone, and then it was like logging me out, and then you had to scan this thing, and I couldn't do it, and then she had to do it, and it was
such
all of
a pain.
That annoying.
Well,
yeah. What better way than a cow to take it all down?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Cow is here to rescue us from that bullshit. All right, so you need to go and support.
Was he a jazz musician?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a sax player, and so
nice.
He's got his band, and nice. That's all he wants to do is just play jazz. Yeah,
oh, man.
And that's all he wants to do.
It's just
but
so
the world
random.
Is just not letting him.
That it's just,
it's perfect. It's,
I actually can't wait.
It's yeah, I'm literally looking forward to this because the things I watch these days, you don't understand. They literally mean nothing to me. Jazz Cow. At least I understand where it's coming from now. So, like, I know what it's about.
When you go on Tinder and you swipe right on that chick and you meet her in real person, you realize that she has a filter, Jazz Cow's fighting that.
Yeah. When you're searching a video on Google or YouTube and they don't give you what you specifically typed into the search bar.
That's a Jazz Cow.
Jazz Cow's fighting that.
He is.
Do you have any socials that you want to shout out?
Yeah, so actually, if you go to jazzcow.co.uk, you can see the webpage with information about it, and we'll probably forward that to the Kickstarter when we launch. And then if you go to Quirky, Quirky, Motion, Motion, on pretty much all the socials, then that's my company, and you can follow the stuff there.
Nice. Awesome. All that will be in the link in the description below.
We'll post that.
Whether
below.
It be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or even on YouTube.
Yep.
In the link below.
And for us, be sure to check us out at www.swamptalkpodcast.com. And if you are interested in buying some of our merch that none of us are wearing, but, you know, you want a good shirt that you just hate so much that you want to burn it and, like, trash it.
Yeah.
Go on over to DillonStreetBoysGeneralStore.com or just click the link from SwampTalkPodcast.com and it'll bring you there. But, yeah, check
cut
it out.
Shit.